The Blonde Who Came In From the Cold by Ally Carter. Read by Andrew Iden and Emily Ellett. To all the little girls who wanted to be spies when they grew up, who's to say you're not already?
I thought our story was epic, you know, you and me, spanning years and continents, lives ruined, bloodshed. Epic. Logan Eccles, Veronica Mars, Season 2, Episode 20, Look Who's Stalking.
Chapter 1. 10 years ago, Washington, D.C. As luck would have it, the first time Alexandra Sterling really wanted to kill a man happened to be the night before she started spy school. Of course, technically the program was called the Clandestine Operative Training and Assessment Course, but technically, COTAC didn't even exist, so Alex was going to call it whatever she wanted. In fact, until she got on the bus at 6 a.m., she was also going to eat whatever she wanted, chicken fingers, and wear whatever she wanted, her stretchiest pants and a ratty old t-shirt from a German band she told everyone was her favorite. Her actual favorite was Taylor Swift. Alex was going to spend her last night as a regular person, taking the world's hottest bath and watching the world's trashiest TV before starting on the world's most covert adventure. But she couldn't do any of that until her chicken fingers got there. And that's what brought Alex to the bar of the airport Ramada and the guy who had been staring at her for the better part of 20 minutes. The problem wasn't so much that the guy was staring, it was how. Usually, Alex could read people in 3 seconds flat from 50 paces. She could always pick out the women who hated her because she smiled too much, and the men who hated her because she didn't smile enough, the boys who looked at her strangely when they found out she'd set the curve on every test she took at MIT, as if they didn't know whether that should make her hotter or more frigid. They always settled on frigid. Alex had been interpreting looks from nurses and doctors for as long as she could remember, all of them wondering how such a little girl could have caused her sister so much trouble. It was as if the whole world had decided that Alex was just too bold, too sassy, and too selfishly strong for her own good. And they did it all without ever saying a word. She had grown up speaking English, French, German, Russian, and a little Italian. But most of all, Alex was fluent in people. Still, as she studied the guy at the end of the bar, Alex didn't know what to make of him. He was white and mid-20s, maybe a little older because his eyes looked tired in a way that had nothing to do with jet lag. He kept an elbow on the bar and a beer in his hand, sipping slowly, like all his problems were waiting at the bottom and he wasn't in a hurry to reach them. His white dress shirt was open at the collar, and he had the kind of haircut you could find on half the male population, but his dark hair had turned wavy and mussed from the snow. It should have made him look worse, but it actually made him look better. And Alex started to wonder if she'd remembered to pack a hairbrush, and also when was the last time she'd used it? At first glance, there was nothing special about the guy at all. A man made to fill the background, a non-player character in the game of life. But that didn't change the fact that Alex had noticed him, and now she couldn't unnotice him. The TV over the bar showed a football game. On the screen, a giant in shoulder pads was spiking a ball and dancing in the end zone. But the man at the bar didn't even glance in its direction. He didn't officially glance in Alex's direction either, but she'd felt his eyes on her from the moment she sat down, silent and assessing and unimpressed. She should have brushed her hair. She should have put on a bra. She should have forgotten about the chicken fingers and gone to bed hungry.